Well, I'm here with Greg Laidlaw, and Greg, obviously, launch of the Six Nations Championship, Scotland skipper for the campaign ahead. Exciting and, not daunting, but I think exciting times, would that be the word?
Yeah, absolutely, exciting times. It's a wonderful championship, the Six Nations. Everybody, you know, the players love it, fans love it, and it's a massive tournament. It's a tough tournament, and we've got a tough start away in Paris.
Yeah, away in Paris is an incredible place to go. Scotland's record there isn't great, but what a sort of galvanising opportunity, I suppose, with the French probably going for you from minute one.
Yeah, it's a tough place to go and win. You know, that's probably why we've struggled in the past. And under no illusions again, this time it'll be exactly the same again. You know, we made improvements, I think, in our game over the last sort of year or so, and you know, we look to try and put that into the Six Nations, because I think last season was a disappointing Six Nations for us. And we're all, you know, trying to push in the same direction to make sure we can turn that around this year.
Tell me a bit about this man standing to our right, Vern Cotter, and what he's instilled through the summer, the autumn, and into this Six Nations.
Oh yeah, Vern, he's attention to detail and stuff like that. He's right up there, and I think that's probably why some of the results have changed round, and our performances I've got better. So he's a top coach, and he's very grounded, and you know, he's about playing for each other, playing for the jersey, and you know, and that's hopefully what you're going to see, what you will see this year coming into the Six Nations, a Scotland team that are, you know, high energy and really playing for each other.
Three home games this year when they do come around, obviously that's going to be important as well, isn't it, to continue to really get that Murrayfield crowd going as you did in the autumn.
Hugely important. That was something that struck me this time, coming back together as a squad. It was, you know, real excitement to get back together because of the sort of the noise the crowd made in the autumn. And, you know, I'm really looking forward to, you know, hopefully running out in Murrayfield in a couple of weeks' time, and hopefully the crowd that I've still, you know, got their memories from then. And, you know, I believe the Irish game's already sold out. I think Wales is close to a sellout. So, you know, the people in Scotland are excited, and, you know, it's up to us. Our feet are firmly on the ground, but it's up to us to put in the kind of performances again.
You say in Scotland, because obviously you've been sharing the games around up in Aberdeen, previously Kilmarnock this time, and getting the whole country maybe, rather than that perhaps rugby related nucleus continually involved.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, it's obviously a good part of spreading the game about, and you know, and taking games elsewhere, and it's important to do that. But you know, there's no better feeling than playing at Murrayfield, that's for sure, and especially in tournament like the Six Nations, when you know, it's full to the rafters. It's an incredible feeling, and you know, it's a real privilege of us as a player group, and it's one we don't take lightly.
Just a couple to finish off if I can. Obviously a lot of injuries at the moment coming in. We've seen one or two more ruled out in the last day or so. What's your take on obviously the squad and the strength and depth to hopefully cope and kick on?
Yeah, obviously the injuries are, you know, a bit of a nightmare, but that's the game, isn't it? You know, everybody's got injuries, but we've got a fair few ourselves, which is disappointing. But I think you look at the squad, we've got a good squad, good balanced squad, with experienced players, a few young players coming in to freshen up, and you know, I think they'll benefit hugely from Vern, over the piece.
And just finally, from your point of view, obviously been watching you a fair bit for Gloucester this season, some important games, some good performances. You must be really excited personally coming in as skipper, as we talked about, but just professionally as well for the challenge.
Ah, hugely. I'm really looking forward to it, and I can't wait to get started, really. And, you know, we just, as a Scotland team now, we just really want to try and deliver the sort of next step for this team, and you know, and have our little bit of legacy and leave it for the next boys coming along. So hugely exciting times for us. Personally, of course, I'm looking forward to it. It's about hard work, it's about playing for each other, and that's what we're going to keep going back to.
Just on that, so it's also style as well as performance and result, isn't it? We've seen that really improve too.
Yeah, definitely, and that's a skill set we want to try and bring in, and I'm sure we've got to try and play the same way again. We need to be unpredictable, we need to, you know, move the ball, play fast, and if you do that and hold the ball, you put teams under pressure. So that's hopefully we can replicate some of that.
Scotland captain Greg Laidlaw, appreciate your time.
Thank you.